You've probably noticed that every couple of years the ABC advertises for people to be on its advisory council. You might have even applied yourself. Actually, I can tell you who got appointed: a marketing executive with an oil company, a stand-up comedian, a musician, and a consultant to a Vietnamese aged care facility. Actually, all of those are just one person. His name's Taylor Tran, and he sounded so intriguing, we thought we'd get him in. Welcome to Life Matters.
Hi, Richard.
Now, your day job is Head of Market Research and Competitive Intelligence for Caltex. Now, what does that mean?
I look after the customer research area, and as well as the competitive intelligence. So competitive intelligence is pretty much grunt work. You know, you collect information about your competitors, you analyze it, and then you make recommendations to the senior management.
Right. So yeah. It's not sort of James Bond, Jason Bourne type stuff.
No. And if it is, it becomes illegal. So there's ethics around competitive intelligence. So,
yeah. So what is it? You're trying to find out about what your competitors.
Yeah. And just define what their strategies are and you know, how we best respond.
Right. But it's not it's not industrial espionage. It's not breaking their offices. It's what they're doing in public.
Yeah.
And you having a kind of nuanced look at that and what that means.
Yeah, that's right.
I see. Yeah. Right. And you moved to Sydney for this job, but you're really from Melbourne, aren't you?
Yeah. So I've been here for a year and a half, and it's been a good time. And I was, previously a Melbourne boy.
When you were there, you had I've already mentioned this, a community role with elderly Vietnamese, because that's your ethnicity, isn't it, Vietnamese?
Yeah, and I still do. So my dad is the president of the Vietnamese Elderly Association there, and he has a role in leading the aged care, two aged care facilities there. And, you know, I help out with the paperwork and even strategy, marketing, and so forth, however I can. A lot of time, I spend time just correcting his English and all that sort of stuff. Not that my English is excellent either, but, you know, I just help out where I can. Sometimes I go to board meetings and so forth.
And so was all this your idea or was it his?
He's been a pretty active community person himself. He's always been involved in something. I think he ran a Vietnamese newspaper at one stage as well. He's been involved politically and so forth. So he's always been involved. And I guess he drags everybody in with him.
Sounds like a force of nature.
Yeah.
But the cultural approaches to ageing must involve a fair bit of adaptation. You come to Australia where things are different to certainly how they were in Vietnam.
Yeah.
In terms of how old people are regarded and how they're looked after.
Yeah. So I think my parents in particular had a lot of adjusting to do. My dad, basically, as the older he got, the softer he got. But, you know, when he was young, he was very strict. But I missed a lot of that because I actually didn't really meet him until I was 9 when I arrived in Australia. So, I did meet him before that in various times. But he was after the war because he was a colonel in the war on the US side. He was sent to labor camp for for so many years.
So he was in the South Vietnamese army.
Yeah.
For want of a better way of putting it.
Yep.
Right. So he was kind of out of your life when you were really young.
Yes. Yeah. For a while. So he was sent to labor camp for a while. And then obviously he escaped the country and then came to Australia it took quite a few years for the whole family to be united. So, you know, I didn't really started to live under the same roof as him until I was 9.
Right. That must have been, challenging, but something you get used to.
Slowly. So I basically lived, because I'm the youngest in the family, I lived with my mum and 3 sisters. Mm-hmm. So I guess I lived under a fairly relaxed regime. And then, you know, to start living with your father and 2 brothers who started to, you know, be quite demanding and strict about things, that took a bit of getting used to.
I'll bet.
So, yeah.
On Life Matters today, my guest is Taylor Tran. He's a newly appointed member of the ABC's Advisory Council. We're just hearing about his story. Now, you were at one stage living in Austria, I think?
Yeah, lived in Vienna for about 6 months.
Yep.
Yeah, studying
Speaking German.
Studying German as much as I could. I probably spent a lot of time, you know, in the pubs as well, though. So, but I was actively learning German.
Mm.
Yeah. So.
That's field work, being in the pub, surely.
Yep. I, for some reason, there were a lot of Swedes in Austria,
yeah,
learning German, but their English was very good, so we spent more time speaking English. But I did pick up quite a bit of German. So, but don't ask me anything in German now, because it's been quite a few years.
Okay. Now, I mentioned this when I was introducing you, stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
What? When were you doing that? Do you still do it?
Not anymore. Not anymore. I did that, I think, 2003, 4, mm-hmm. 5, I think. Basically, I went through a period when I was, you know, younger, in your early, mid-20s, try to, I don't know, find your identity and all that sort of stuff. And I always wanted to do something like that. And I took a course at one of those short courses at NIDA.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went and saw some comedy and saw Adam Hill. And I thought he was pretty funny, but I also thought, you know, it's not too, it doesn't seem to be too hard. So I thought I gave it a go. And I went into raw comedy.
Yeah.
And you know, next thing you know, I got, you know, I was sort of one stage, next stage and so forth. The next thing you know, I was in the state final. But then I didn't do too well in the state final. So that's... And I also did regular Tuesday or sessions at, I forgot what, the Comics Lounge as well in North Melbourne. Yeah.
It must be a very confronting thing to do, to kind of get up on stage and try and be funny.
It's actually quite methodical in terms of comedy, because it's really about delivering what people expect. So you do spend a lot of time understanding yourself and what people expected of you.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you're delivering that, that's okay. And the other thing about comedy is really it's the obvious stuff. So all you have to do is just get on stage and say some obvious stuff, and sometimes that works better than trying to be a smartass.
I'll write that down. Now, why did you want to join the ABC's advisory council?
Yeah, I saw the ad. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
But I also sort of reflected very quickly, and because I lived in the UK for a couple of years, I thought, well, the BBC is a bigger part of that culture.
Mm-hmm.
But the ABC in Australia is not. And I think, you know, there's an opportunity for the ABC to be that in Australia. So I thought, well, you know, that's a good reason to get involved.
Do you know what actually it does involve, being on the ABC's advisory council?
I think there's two basic requirements. One is to engage with community and provide feedback. Mm. And the other one is to, I guess, to look at programs and provide feedback on that as well.
All right. Well, good luck with it, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Richard.
That's Taylor Tran, one of three newly appointed members of the ABC Advisory Council. His day job's with Caltex, where his official manager, actually, I got it wrong before, is of Manager of Insights and Marketing Strategy. You learn about new job titles all the time, don't you? This is Life Matters on ABC Radio National. Richard Addy with you.